Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can distinguish the difference between the truth and disinformation and persuasive, allegedly scholarly, often passionate indoctrination. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page for this program at spingola.com to see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments only during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna at spingola.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Robert S. Redfern. He is an author, speaker, and a nutritionalist. Not a nutritionist, a nutritionalist. He has 9 websites. We're only going to concentrate on 2 of them today. Those are robertredfern.com, and Redfern is spelled R-E-D-F-E-R-N. Robert Redford. Well, no, we don't have Robert Redford on the program. Robertredfern.com and curcuminhealth.info. Robert, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, actually, but I have to say that I'm Robert, not Robert Redford. I'm Robert Redfern. Can you, have
is
you
Robert
got me?
On?
I am. I can hear you.
Okay, so where is Robert?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay. I can barely hear you. Are you close to your mic, or do you have a headset?
I've got the mic, and everything seems to be working perfectly here.
Or increase the volume. There might be a little.
Yeah.
Oh, I can barely hear him.
Okay, I've taken the automatic adjustment off. How's that? Is that any better?
Robert is with us. We just can't hear him.
Oh gosh, I can hear you clearly
Robert,
as well.
Welcome to the program.
Okay. Don't know how I can.
I cannot hear him. So I am not sure.
I've got all the green bars coming through to you. So
he may have put himself on mute or something. But we are not hearing Robert. We're not hearing Robert Redfern or Robert Redford. I was kind of thinking that I might slip up and say Redford, because I was thinking about Robert Redford before the program went on, and I thought, wouldn't that be funny if that happened? And what do you know? It did. I shouldn't have been thinking that way. That often happens. He has some very interesting sites and a lot of information. Some of his sites are goodhealthnews.tv, naturallyhealthypublications.com, reallyhealthyfoods.com, themiracleenzyme.com, eyesight.nu, and
how
Dove.
Are we doing? Have you got me?
Okay. Hi, Robert.
Dana,
how are you?
You've got me. Good.
So it was just some little technical issue, right?
Well, I was just trying to deliver my joke about I'm not Robert Redford, I'm the good-looking one, but you spoilt me. I couldn't deliver it. I was trying so hard, actually, but no sound came out of my lips. Anyway, good to be on with you, Dana.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Unfortunately, you had to give me such a great build-up in the intermission that now I've got live up to, so here we go.
Well, we're going to have a 3-minute break, so you can get prepared to live up to that good introduction, and we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? from GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Robert S. Redfern. He is an author, speaker, and nutritionalist. Welcome, Robert, and tell us just a little bit of your background and why you looked at health in a different way and made changes
okay,
in
well,
your life.
Okay, well, 25 years ago, both of my parents dropped dead, in fact, within a year of each other at age 64. Before then, I was 40 then, and before then, I really was just like everybody else, unconscious, not really thinking about anything, just eating whatever I felt like, drinking whatever I felt like, and believing that in the end, doctors would save you if you got sick. But they didn't save my parents, and it made me look as to what was going on, and I found what was going on, really, that the medical system is just a giant fraud. Not only is it a fraud, it's run by a pharmaceutical business, which are frequently fined huge, in fact, billions of dollars for fraud, but nobody does anything about it. If a small nutritional company just slightly even mislabels a product, you know, the heavy mob go in with guns and close them down, whereas GSK, a giant pharmaceutical company, were fined $3 billion for fraud, for bribing doctors, for failing to notify the authorities of the number of deaths and damage done by their drugs. And, of course, nobody went in with guns. Nobody closed them down. They just collected their dues and carried on, and they're carrying on. And so, you know, I had to find out quickly because I was 40, and most people say that's halfway through your life. I'm not halfway through my life yet, and I'm 66 now, but I had to find out what was going on, so I had to do my own research and just look at what was going on. And I found out that the medical system is a giant fraud. And we had to find out what we needed to do to stay healthy and get healthy. And now at age 66, when people see my photograph on the websites and videos on the websites, you'll see that what I do works, because I'm super healthy, super fit, and I'm not from powerful genetic stock. I'm from weak stock, because both my parents were dead at age 64. And that's, well, that's my background, you know.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go on.
You actually do look better than Robert Redford.
Well, as I say, you know, it is a joke, but, you know, I'm not being facetious, but he, I think he's led a hard life, actually. I think it was all that skiing on the slopes in Utah that did all that, actually.
Oh, I'm sure. And you mentioned the fraudulent pharmaceutical industry, and of course they have such ties to the FDA and to Congress that, I mean, basically they do kill a couple hundred thousand people a year, and we never hear a thing about it. But certainly if some naturopathic doctor, you know, has an issue with one or two patients, why, they close them down, if they're lucky enough to get licensed to begin with.
Well, close them down even if they don't have problems. Jonathan Wright, a very famous MD who practices out in Washington State, didn't have any problems with patients. His problem was that he was actually curing patients of cancer. And I'm going back probably 15, 18 years ago. And they went in with guns drawn. They arrested him. They arrested all his patients and all his staff and took all his records away. And why? Because people started to go on the radio and TV and saying, look, my other doctor told me this cancer couldn't be cured or this problem couldn't be cured. And they went to Jonathan Wright and he was curing them. And of course, you know, that's not allowed. Nobody should know there is actually cures for all these different conditions, from heart disease and cancer and lung disease and multiple sclerosis. You're not allowed to know. You have to believe that you've just got to take drugs that will look after you until the day you die prematurely.
Right. And that's particularly true with people who have cancer, because we do know that there are other options. But the pharmaceutical industry is so strong, and they have such persuasive commercials, and they've paid off so many Congress people that their voice is the only one that that patients are really allowed to hear. And, of course, we're also indoctrinated by feeling that authority figures are really very smart and almost godlike, and that we should pay attention to them and take every word that they say as almost gospel. And yet it is the worst thing we can do.
But it's a great big fascist cabal. You know, fascism is where big government and big industry combine together to take it on themselves to look after the population. But of course, if that fascist cabal is finding that it makes more profit by looking after people's disease as opposed to looking after their health, in other words, they make more profit looking after the disease that people have rather than getting them healthy, because once they get healthy, of course, they no longer need the drugs and the treatment. And so then we have a problem. If it was a nice, benign dictatorship, fascist dictatorship looking after us, that would be very nice if it was working through truth. But it's not. It's just working through profit and greed.
Right.
And they don't care how many people they hurt in the process. They don't care whether the drugs kill you. They don't care whether the drugs don't actually make you feel that good. As long as they can keep you hooked on the drugs, then they're happy as Larry, as they say, you know.
Right. Certainly. I would like to have you concentrate today on your one website, one of nine, Curcumin. Health.info,
yes.
Because I had a doctor on about a week ago, and the subject of cancer came up, and somebody emailed me about the properties of curcumin, otherwise known as turmeric, and I believe that same person mentioned your name, and so I immediately contacted you to have you come on the program to talk about this, because I'm sure that there are many, many people who would be helped by listening to what you have to say.
Okay, let's establish a couple of things now. Turmeric is a plant like the ginger plant, and from the root they extract something called curcumin. That's how I pronounce it anyway. You pronounce it for your listeners with an American accent, but I pronounce it curcumin. But turmeric isn't curcumin. Curcumin is extracted from turmeric, and only 5% of the root is curcumin. So in other words, there's only a tiny speck in and so if somebody buys a pound of turmeric in the health store, only 5% of that is curcumin. So it's a tiny speck. And only 5% of that 5% will actually absorb into the body, because it's not very absorbable into the body. And so you have to take a lot of curcumin, or you have to take a type of curcumin that is bound to a fat, so that it absorbs much better. But curcumin, even in 5%, was noticed that it had quite dramatic health effects for many different conditions. Cancer is just one of them, and there's been excellent studies. Not going too deeply into it, but I don't actually believe that cancer is our enemy. I believe that cancer is our friend, trying to protect us from pathogens in the body. It's like creating cysts or tumours around the pathogens to protect us. And so the curcumin is not just killing the cancer cells. It does kill the cancer cells in respect that it actually is killing the pathogens, because studies show that it will kill virus, bacteria and fungus. And you may or may not have had somebody on that said that fungus is always present where you have cancer.
I've heard that.
It's a big story, and the drug companies are all rushing out now trying to find vaccines against cancer. So you can't have a vaccine against cancer, because vaccines are against virus. So the truth is that it's a virus, a pathogenic virus, that is the problem in our bodies. But it doesn't matter for the purposes of our discussion now, because curcumin deals with both of them. Wow, that's great. And by taking high doses of curcumin, of course, you've got to change your diet, because it's your diet that caused the problem in the first place. If you eat a junk diet, then you get a junk body. And in junk body, viruses, bacteria and fungus all become pathogenic and start to cause untold damage. They don't really mean to. It's not like the virus are out to get us. It's just that we treat our body so badly that they... It's like... remember the film Gremlins years ago? You're probably too young, but there was a film out called Gremlins where these little creatures, this guy bought them from a shop and took them back for his children as presents. And they were lovely little lovable creatures until you poured water on them. Then they became monsters and started taking bites out of everybody. Virus, bacteria and fungus are just like that. We can't live without them. We can't live without E. coli. I know the media tells you that E. coli is the most deadly bacteria that you can ever come across. We can't live without it. But if we treat our body bad with our food, then, of course, the E. coli becomes pathogenic and starts to do us harm. Just didn't mean to. The gremlins didn't mean to go taking bites out of everybody. It's just that, you know, we poured water on them. But the curcumin is going to, even if we don't change our diet, and I don't think any of your listeners are crazy enough not to do that, but even if we didn't, it still will get rid of the pathogens in our body, and of course it will also get rid of the cancer, as long as you take it in high enough doses. And it can't do you any harm, so if you just take higher and higher doses. But that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about turmeric, we're talking about curcumin, the real McCoy, as you say.
All righty. We do have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. This sounds very fascinating. Thank you for sharing this. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
His websites are robertredfern.com and kirkmanhealth.info. Did I say it right this time?
Absolutely perfect. You think you're from England?
All righty. Well, this is fascinating. You know, I just assumed that that it was the same as the turmeric that you buy at the store. But you're saying nope. That's just the how they get the curcumin.
That's
so
a spec.
Please continue.
In that actually, yes, yeah. Well, I mean, turmeric is a it's a good spice for putting in your food. I mean, especially of course curry and things like that. So it's not something that I'm not recommending. But all I'm saying is, you know, don't expect it to save your life or, you know, get rid of psoriasis or all the other things that curcumin will clear up. Just a quick point, actually. Somebody was listening to me when I said about vaccinations before, and of course, I don't actually believe in vaccinations. You know, when I said the drug companies are all rushing to find vaccinations for anti-cancer. I don't actually believe in them, so just in case you thought I was advocating vaccinations,
because
they've got them for young girls, haven't they? For to stop them getting various gynecological cancers, and those are really bad vaccinations and cause all sorts of problems. So anyway, just in case you thought I was, I normally actually just say it, of course, but anyway. back onto curcumin, and we're talking about cancer because that's one of the major wonderful things. In fact, the big studies have taken place in the USA. I know some of the early studies took place in India and places like that, but the big studies now have taken place in the USA. And just to show you how evil the pharmaceutical industry is and the medical business, the studies took place at the University of Texas and the Anderson Cancer Center. And one of the worst cancers of all is pancreatic cancer, because usually it's a death sentence. Of course, it's a death sentence if you go to see doctors and have their treatments, but usually it is anyway. And a professor there, Dr. Agarwal, was able to reverse pancreatic cancer within 30 days in a group of people that was being treated with this. And when this was published about 4 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, whatever, I thought to myself at the time, this guy is going to get himself in trouble, because they can't just let it go by. They can't let him tell the truth about curcumin is able to reverse such terrible cancers as pancreatic cancer. And sure enough, just a few months ago, I started seeing reports that they were looking into him for fixing his trials, and they think fraud might have been, you know, this is how they do it. So when people say, well, as long as they have good clinical trials, you know, about supplements, we'll be able to get them, you know, from the doctor. It's not true. It's not true, because any truthful and honest trials will be castigated by the pharmaceutical industry and their medical doctors, and they will just bring the person down. If people started to believe Dr. Agarwal, they would they will bring him down. So, but of course, the studies are still out there on the web, so you can find them yourself just by putting cancer, or you can find them on my website on kirkwinhealth.info, and read them yourself while they're still there. Download them, you know, copy and paste them, because who knows? I don't know whether you know, but Google have just started being selective about search terms. And of course, this is only the start of it. And it might not be long before people won't be allowed to search for curcumin and cancer, because Google has pressure on it by the pharmaceutical industry and the governments. And Google seems to be rolling over now. So.
What a shame.
Don't let
what
me.
A terrible
you're allowed
shame.
To. You're allowed to interrupt me anytime you like. You know, I mean, I'll just talk for hours
<That's>
on this.
Okay.
But let me just go on to. Have you got any questions on curcumin and cancer yourself, actually, you know, that you wanted me to answer?
What about in stage 4 breast cancer?
Well, as ever, it's always very difficult, but I can only say if it was my wife or my daughter, not that they would get it, because, you know, they don't drink milk, because milk is one of the triggers for breast cancer, and lack of iodine, and they don't drink milk, and they do take iodine, colloidal iodine, every day. But I would always... I have a little phrase, actually. If you've got 3 months to live, you've got the rest of your life to live. If you've got less than 3 months to live, then, you know, I hope you put a few things in order. Even if you go onto my program, for argument's sake, the program I have in my book, The Miracle Enzyme for Anti-Cancer, I always say if your life is on the line, then you must go with natural health. You have to do it, but you've got to change your diet. You've got to stop drinking milk, eating starchy carbohydrates, all and high sugar foods, all the things that go to feeding these problems.
All righty. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Deanna, and my guest today is Robert Redfern. He is an author, speaker, and a nutritionalist. His websites are robertredfern.com and kirkmanhealth.info. And you mentioned before we went to the break, first you mentioned Google, and there is another option for people who want to search the web, and that is startpage.com. And you also mentioned that everyone has cancers. And I believe that that oftentimes when people do have cancers, that their immune system takes care of those things. But then you have the very, very profitable medical screening industry, which kind of insists that everybody has mammograms, everybody has PSA tests, everybody has, what other tests do they give? And in the process of those people taking these tests, they might discover a cancer a cancer that might have gone away on its own. But instead, the allopathic medical staff wants to cut or poison or burn a darn thing out. So,
absolutely correct. The whole industry is bragging that it's making great headway with cancer when it's not found one cure in 50 years, spent trillions of dollars, has not found one cure in 50 years of research, but it brags that it's helping people live longer. What they mean is this is an industry now, as you say, finding early cancers and, of course, treating them. But those cancers would have gone away anyway because it's a natural part. Do you know there was a book published many years ago called Sharks Don't Get Cancer? Do you remember it at all? Well,
no.
It was a book about a shark cartilage, and if you take capsules of shark cartilage, it helps to clear cancer for various reasons. But of course, it didn't really work because it wasn't dealing with the core problem. But my book would be Healthy People Don't Get Cancers. And so all I can say to everybody, to all your listeners, to you, is get healthy. Healthy people don't get cancer. Healthy people don't get any disease. Now, how do you get healthy? Well, you've just got to stop doing what everybody else does. You've got to start eating real foods, really healthy foods, drink water, take various supplements for the minerals that are missing from the diet, such as selenium and iodine. People take selenium and say, oh, well, I'm taking selenium. But selenium needs iodine as a cofactor and vice versa. And so there's various minerals which are no longer in the food chain. And, of course, you've got to stop eating unnatural foods such as starchy carbs, wheat and potatoes and cow's milk products. In the Bible, nobody drank cow's milk. It was sheep's or goat's milk. Why are those better? I have no idea. But for thousands of years, people have had those without any health effects. And for a couple of hundred years, people have had cow's milk products and had all the health problems with it. Japanese women in Japan don't get breast cancer. They move to the USA and they get breast cancer at a greater rate because they adopt the American diet of cow's milk products. And that's one of the major, major problems. So get healthy. And I'm sure you have a lot of health things on you. I've been looking through your website and your guests and just listen to some of the guests on this program, because get healthy and everything will turn out fine. Of course, you've got to get healthy because the pensions won't be there when you get older anyway. So you've got, like me, you've got to carry on working past the age of retirement. So that's okay. I can work for 20, 30. In fact, there's on one of my websites, you said goodhealthnews.tv. I have a 110-year-old African American guy who is still working a full week writing books and is a naturopath, 110 years of age. What does he eat? A raw food, vegetable diet. That's me. He's my hero, actually. That's how I visualize myself at 110, actually still working and driving. Of course, I'm a nutritionist, and a nutritionist isn't a nutritionist, as you said. A nutritionist is a cross between a journalist and a person that is doing research on nutrition. So I report what is really happening in the way of nutrition. And that's my take on life anyway.
Okay,
you still talk about curcumin.
Let's get back to the wheat thing. You said we shouldn't be eating wheat.
Okay.
We shouldn't be eating a lot of starchy carbs. And
we shouldn't eat any of them. They're unnatural foods. Natural foods are what I call God-made foods, not man-made foods. And God-made foods are anything that you can pick and eat. So if you can pick and eat it raw, then it's a real food. If you have to take it to a factory and process it, then it's not real food. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we shouldn't eat wheat, for argument's sake. It, as well as the gluten proteins, it's too high in sugars. It blocks the uptake of nutrients in the digestive tract. It, you know, feeds fungus, bacteria, virus. It's, you know, there's a whole bunch of things. It kills the friendly bacteria. It starves the friendly bacteria because the friendly bacteria is oxygen-respiring bacteria. And, of course, it takes up the oxygen in the digestive tract. And that's just a few.
Wow.
I have a ton of reasons not to eat starchy carbohydrates. Are you going to believe me? I don't know. I find it hard to believe. When I first looked at it all, it was an American guy called Robert Young who I first saw back in 92 in Salt Lake City. And I listened to him chapter and verse, you know, relate the science why starchy carbohydrates was really, really bad for people's health. And I was spellbound. And since that day, I stopped eating starchy carbohydrates.
Right. Well, I'm gluten-free. I'm very healthy. I drink kombucha. I don't drink milk. Haven't drank milk for years. I take iodine every day. I take supplements. And I'm very healthy. But others in my family can't say that. So let's talk about curcumin and how one needs to be taking it. You mentioned that in order to digest it, that it needed to have oil, did you say?
Yeah, it's bound to a fat, actually. When it's bound to a fat, the molecules, it slips into the body in through the digestive tract quite easily. And there is one called curcumin X4000, which is the one, if you like, which is 23 times more absorbable than ordinary. That's not to say that ordinary curcumin will not help you, but you have to just take a lot. In the studies at University of Texas, MD Anderson Cancer Center, they were taking 22 capsules a day of the curcumin to get the right amount in. I'm not saying you can only take one capsule if you had cancer because of the curcumin X4000, but I would take, four, six a day, and that you will get the same amount of curcumin into your bloodstream as taking 22 of the capsules. My maths may be slightly out there, so don't all ring in and say, you know, the guy's maths was miles out, but you get the point. You can take more, but you don't have the 22 plus that was in the Anderson Cancer Center's research.
And what about the fat? What kind of fat would you bind it to? Something like coconut oil or something else?
Well, you could, if you were taking what I call ordinary curcumin, it's actually no cheaper. It's just as cheap to buy the curcumin X4000. But if you were taking ordinary curcumin, yes, just take it with a slug of coconut oil. That's great. And you know, coconut oil. Well, funnily enough, it's funny you mentioned coconut oil, because one of the other things I wanted to talk about was the fact that curcumin reverses Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's is a major growing problem. But of course, coconut oil is also beneficial for reversing Alzheimer's as well. The particular fats in it have got some good studies on that. So if there was two things with Alzheimer's you were going to take, other than changing your diet, of course, it would be curcumin and coconut oil.
Interesting. And, of course, a lot of people have Alzheimer's because of statin drugs, correct?
Well, it's a whole bunch of problems. It is diet, basically. I don't know whether you know, but if a person at three portions of oily fish a week, they don't get Alzheimer's, for argument's sake. And if they don't drink two cups of coffee a day, they don't get Alzheimer's. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of things you can do to I know that goes against what I call alternative view of health, that coffee is bad for you. Well, coffee is not bad for you. It's the milk in the coffee that's bad, and the sugar that's bad for you. If you drink black coffee, then you will be healthier than people that drink no coffee. Even if you drink coffee milk in, you'll be healthier than people that don't drink any coffee. But I don't just go but with the flow. I literally look at research and research and cross-check and find out myself. I no longer trust experts on anything. I'm not just on health, and I certainly don't trust experts on finances and the economy.
Oh, absolutely not. I think everybody should question everything that they hear on the news.
Everything.
Yes.
There's only one expert on this planet, that's you.
Yes.
All the rest are advisors. All the rest are just advisors that you gather information from and make the decision. If it's to be, it's up to me, as the man said, and it really is on your health. You become the expert. Contact me, contact whoever you want. You know, go to my help sites and all the rest of it. Ask me questions, but you make the decision in the end, because you have to live or die by that decision. But exactly. But Alzheimer's is another example. Just a few years ago, a drug called Aricept was brought out as the answer for Alzheimer's, early day Alzheimer's. And the clinical trials all showed eventually, when they were analysed properly, that it didn't work. And in the UK, the authorities wouldn't allow it to be prescribed. But of course, then the drug companies started a PR campaign. They got little old ladies and little old men saying they won't prescribe this drug for my husband or wife, and they've got Alzheimer's and I want to do something for them. And, you know, they really, you know, use the media, like the media's stupid ways it has. And of course, a couple of weeks later, they made it prescribable, but it doesn't work. So poor people are just being duped into you know, getting these drugs that doesn't work. Aricept doesn't work. Say it on the radio, I'll say it in court, say it anywhere, it does not work for early day Alzheimer's, whereas Kirkamin does. Got three studies, two in the USA and one in the UK. Three different centres have said that Alzheimer's is beneficial in halting the progression of Kirkamin is beneficial halting the progression of Alzheimer's. Of course, change your diet, do the things that you need to do, then things are going to get better anyway. But of course, the sooner you do it, better. Do it now. Don't wait till you get these problems later on in life. Do it now. Do all the things you can do now.
Right. Now, you don't eat meat, and yet we hear that some of the people I've had on the program say, oh, you have to have protein three times a day.
Well, I eat quinoa. Have you heard of quinoa? Quinoa seed?
Oh, yes.
It looks like rice, but it's actually a seed. And it's high in protein, a little bit of carbohydrate in it, but lots of vitamins and other nutrients. Amino acids, of course, as well. Very high in amino acids. So it's a superfood, and I eat it with most meals. I'll eat it with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's one of those that it's so nutritious that you really feel as though you've had a huge meal. You know, I get a lot of people that say, Robert, you know, you're telling me about all these things. I can't afford this. You know, I'm out of work or I'm a vet or whatever. What can I do? I said, well, look, just buy yourself some big bags of quinoa. You know, boil it up twice a week. Make one big cauldron full of plain quinoa. Make another one mixed with vegetables and some fats. You know, a nice veggie quinoa. And if you just eat those and add it to anything else you've got, you will be getting a super nutritious and literally for about $10-$15 a week, you'll be feasting like a king, actually, and feel full, get healthy and all the rest of it. Just a few other things, vegetables to go with it, of course. And that's what I do. And I can afford, you know, to eat anything, but I don't. I eat just really healthy foods. That's right. Why I've got a website called reallyhealthyfoods.com, and all that does, it tells you what you can eat. It's just not selling you anything. I just put it up there to make sure that people have got the information. You'll see me up there with my wife on videos, you know, cooking up and whatever we eat, it's nice and simple. reallyhealthyfoods.com.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And particularly, if you love animals, you hate to think of eating, you know, the other personalities and entities that are supposed to share the planet with us. And so vegetarianism appeals to me, but I do know that we need protein.
I believe in the natural way of the planet. And the natural way of the planet wasn't taking over huge swathes of the planet to have herbivores and taking up so much of the water. I mean, the water, just to get a pound of beef, is just massive, huge amount of water. And you've got this huge problem in the Midwest at the moment, I know, with the water shortage, with the heat wave and whatever. And that's you know, it's to either grow corn and wheat, the things I tell you not to eat, and of course they're taking a huge amount of the resources of the planet and the resources of the USA, whereas if they were growing quinoa, Australia is the biggest quinoa grower of the planet. Why not the USA? Why is the USA not growing hemp seed, the other super nutrient that I would recommend? Because, you know, the big business, the big agribusiness, want to make its profits. They're not interested in super nutritious food for the citizens, and that's the problem. But there is a reason that I've got an article on my website, and it says that the most dangerous animal on the planet is the cow. And the reason is because it takes up so much room on the planet, so many resources, creates so much pollution. You probably know that there is a picture from the satellite showing the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's nothing to do with the BP oil spill. It's all the farm runoff that have gone down the rivers and gone into the Gulf of Mexico, and it's just created this dead zone bigger than most countries. And it's just dead. The whole sea is dead. All the shrimp's gone. Everything's gone from that area, and it's spreading as time goes on.
Amazing.
I know people like beef. It's the same thing's happening with fish. To be fair, you know, we have a major problem. The seas are being fished dry. The Grand Banks off the coast of Canada and the east coast of the USA there used to be teeming with fish. Most of them have gone now. It's crazy.
Right. All righty, we do have a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Robert S. Redfern. He is an author, speaker, and nutritionalist. His websites are, well, just two of them are robertredfern.com and kirkmanhealth.info. He has 7 other websites, including one, reallyhealthyfoods.com, which would probably answer a lot of questions regarding food. And you were talking about the fish, the absence of the fish. And people who businessmen, people who are interested in profit, and those same people seem to control Congress, but they see the planet differently than perhaps, say, an environmentalist would see it. They see nothing but profit, and they just don't care what happens to the other inhabitants of the planet. They don't care about the health of the other people on the planet. They just care about profit at all cost.
Well, you know what I mean? I think they just become unconscious. That's the truth. You've heard people talking about consciousness and conscious and unconscious, and they become unconscious. There's an awful lot of people of all descriptions on the planet that are unconscious, but they've become unconscious. Unfortunately, they got power, and they're the most dangerous ones, because if we're just talking about, you know, somebody that lives in a trailer and they're unconscious and not looking after themselves and drinking themselves silly and whatever, you know, they just harm themselves and maybe a few people around their family. But when these people are really wealthy and they become unconscious, that's when we have a major problem. And if they're a politician as well, then we have a double problem, this unconsciousness. They're missing the point, because they're not only harming the planet and our families, they're spoiling the planet for their own children and their own grandchildren and their own great-grandchildren.
Right.
See, all our ancestors worked so hard to make the world a better place, you know, for thousands of years, really. But, you know, the USA is a nice example, actually, because people just got on boats, you know, 300-400 years ago, and they had no idea where they were really going, but they just knew they had to make a better life somewhere else than they were getting, and they literally crawled across the USA, you know, on their hands and knees to make a better place. And who are we to make a mess of ourselves and the country and the planet? You know, this is the history of how we got here. We got our chance because of the terrible trials that our ancestors went through to give us this chance. And we're not, you know, it's just not right that we should mess it up. We have to get it right, and we have to get it right for ourselves, for our children, our grandchildren, and for the community at large, and our country, and for the planet. You know, obviously, I don't think of the planet before I think of my family. I think of my family first, then my community, and then the, you know, just spreading out from there. But of course, you know, I presume I'm conscious because I'm on this radio show, and unconscious people generally don't come on radio shows to open their hearts and really say it like it is. They just come on to manipulate and try to try to justify their existence.
Right. And I have people such as yourself on the program so that the listeners will have a choice in what they want to do with their health, and so that they can take responsibility for their health by making those right choices for them and their family. We do have a 60-second top of the hour break. Remember, we will take calls in the next hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. Be right back after station ID.
Are you again?